You're listening to Cider Chat Live. I am your host, Rhea Wynn Collar, the producer and cider MC at ciderchat.com. On Cider Chat Live, it is stories in real time straight off the Cider Chat train to you. So come on along and join the fun. I'll be looking for you out there in Ciderville. Hello, Ciderville. This is Rhea Wynn Collar, the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we chat with makers and cider enthusiasts all over the globe. This week's episode is a little bit of a mini-me because I got just a little window of time before I'm headed to Chicago for CiderCon. So when I come back, I want to give you a little bit of an update, what's going to be happening there, so you could be, getting yourself, I hope, stoked for some subsequent episodes that I'll be bringing back to you when I return. So it's the night before I am flying, and when I arrive on Tuesday in Chicago, I'm going to get settled, kind of get my little nesting activity together, because that's really important whenever you go into a cider fest or a cider conference. It's all about taking care of yourself so you could fully enjoy the entire experience. I know that because I have learned the opposite side of that, where I didn't take care of myself. And anyways, moving forward, the first thing that's going to happen is I'll be sitting down with Lee Reeve of Insider Japan. And that's going to be some updates about what's going on in Japan, what Lee is doing there, all his work on promoting Japanese cider makers and the products there. So I'm very excited about having the opportunity to speak with him again. Then if we could squeeze it in, I'm hoping to speak with Susanna Forbes and James Forbes of Little Pomona. They were on the podcast last year, and I'd like to get an update with them. And also, of course, Susanna Forbes just put out her book, The Cider Insider. I have a copy, and if I wasn't bringing that bottle of Calvados with me, well, I'd be bringing Susanna Forbes' book. I'm sorry, Susanna. Kind of takes precedence. It's an incredible book. You should definitely get a copy. We'll be talking with them. Then maybe that evening I'll be going to the Northman, or maybe I'll be crashing a little bit early, because you never know what could happen when you're at CiderCon. But on Wednesday, bright and sunny, we hope, in Chicago. They had a polar vortex last week, and it went from like minus probably 14 degrees all the way up to 50 degrees. So we're thinking, well, maybe it'll be sunny there. But on Wednesday morning, I'm going to be meeting with Simon Day of Once Upon a Tree. He is a UK gent, and there's a lot to talk to Simon about, so I'm just going to leave it at that. In the afternoon, things are really starting to happen at CiderCon. There's been morning workshops that are kind of getting it going, but the real fun happens in the afternoon, and a cool thing that's happening this year, I don't think we had a meeting since Portland back in 2016, but that's with the Palm Boots. So that's the gals are getting together. I'm probably going to wear my pink shirt, and Krista Scruggs, who has Zaffa Wines. She's based up in Vermont now. She's doing some Wild Ferment, kind of fusing cider and wine together. She's going to be giving a talk there. That'll be quite interesting, and I'll be recording that whole session. We'll see what we will be putting out. Then it's kind of the media show at the Cider Share, and the Cider Share at CiderCon is where a lot of makers are all set up all over the map pouring their ciders. But that evening, the real exciting thing for me is to sit down with both Anne-Marie and David of James Creek Cider House based in North Carolina. Whew. We're going to be having some barbecue, sitting back, and having a chit-chat. That's going to be a crazy-ass conversation. Cannot wait for that. Thursday is pretty packed too. I just got a confirmation on some of the recordings, doing a double recording at the same time. I really want to get this because I know folks are quite interested in the dryness scale out of New York State with the Cider Association there. So that's happening at the same time as a beginning cider maker panel, which I'm going to be moderating. So I'll have, luckily, I just want to thank folks for supporting Cider Chat because luckily I have two recorders and they're going to be in both rooms and we'll see what we get from that. In the afternoon during the lunch hour at 12 a.m., Mark Cerini, he's, I believe, the attorney for the association, and he's going to be talking about the history of alcohol in the U.S. and maybe a little bit further out. He just agreed to me recording that, so wow, that's going to be something. I love historical perspective because without that, we're kind of, you know, reinventing the wheel the whole time. So why not have historical perspective, right? Then after that, a little bit of a break, we have Ryan Monkman. He's going to be talking all about working with oak barrels. In fact, this morning I got a message from Arjen out at Illegast Cidery in the Netherlands asking me how it went with a barrel I had gotten a while back. And that was the only oak barrel I have, which originally had Russian Imperial Stout in it. And he's thinking, I was just offered a beer barrel. Should I go for it? And of course, you know what my answer was? Yes, do it. Why not? The main thing with barrels that I've been learning is, does it smell good? Does it look good? Look inside. And does it feel good? You know, that you're going to have the time to really nurture that barrel through the process of conditioning that cider. I did not have any off flavors. I don't think that the Russian Imperial Stout really had any effect on the cider at all that I could taste or discern. It was more kind of the oak overtures coming in. And at a certain point, you're just really using the barrel as like a vessel, a container. And there's something about that oak and the wood. Oh, I'm going to save that. We'll move on with Ryan. Oh, we could go off on a tangent. I got to keep packing. But let me bring you to Friday afternoon. It's going to be two things going on there. One is in the morning, I have a recording with Embracing and Encouraging Diversity. And this is what a panel on this. So I'm going to be in that room. I'm not going to say any more about that, but if you have a chance to download the CiderCon schedule, take a look at who's on Embracing and Encouraging Diversity. And if you don't know who Simon Tam is, look him up. Quite a speaker. In the afternoon, during lunch, Michelle McGrath, who's the executive director of the association, is going to be speaking. And then that evening, it looks like I'm going to a speakeasy thanks to my good friend, Erica Jeter, who got us the golden tickets. So I'll keep it at that. I'm probably not going to record there. What is a speakeasy? Well, heck, it is Chicago. You know what it is. Anyways, there'll be more on that when I return from this amazing week. I'm going to take a little pause here, and I'll be right back. So that's it, Ciderville. I'm ready to roll. I still have a couple more things here. I want to have a little bit of a chill night at home before I set off into quite the scene in Chicago. You know, anytime cider folks get together, Orchardists, it's a good time to be had. So if you're traveling there, be safe. Make sure you drink a lot of water. And I also want to remind you that there are now two Totally Cider tours up for reservations. In fact, today, this morning, I got another sign up for the Totally Cider tour in Monterey Bay. There is what I like to call like an extra bonus by signing up before February 12th, because at that point, the price starts going up as I'm paying for some of these service here. They got to lock in. So sign up for that. Monterey Bay, April 12th and 13th. Monterey Bay, California, with six cider makers, tours and tasting, and a cider dinner at SoCal Cider. Ah, ooh la la, that's going to be so much fun. So that cider tour is going out. And then also the Normandy, France cider tour is happening again. That's taking place September 22nd through to the 28th of September. So next fall, the reservations are online. Again, there is a early bonus fee by signing up. I think it's before March 31st. So you get all the details if you go to the Totally Cider page at ciderchat.com. The Normandy trip is just exquisite. I can't say enough on how exquisite that tour, the lineup that we have there. It's like perfecto mundo. So check that out again at the Totally Cider page at ciderchat.com.
Ria, are your bags ready to be put into the car yet? Or are you still working on that podcast? You know you're going to see just about everyone at CiderCon.
I'll be there in a minute, Perry. I just have a couple more things to say.
Indeed, you'd normally do.
Perry?
I'm just saying, podcasters.
I'll be there in a minute, Perry. Just hang on.
It's okay, Ria. Take your time.
Thank you. All right, well, I see the Palms are got their suitcases out in the car. I got to get mine out there now. We're going to be heading out on the road, out and about. If you want to follow along on my travels, and or I should say our travels, you could follow me on Twitter at CiderChat, on Instagram at CiderChat Ciderville, or the Facebook page for CiderChat. Either way, it's all good. Take care of yourself, and I'll be talking to you next week from Ciderville. Want more Cider Chat? Go to ciderchat.com and find over 120 in-depth conversations waiting just for you. This is Ria Wendcaller. Thanks for listening, and please share the news that cider is going up around the world.